You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 5 minutes past the hour. Hopefully November is going to be a good month. You know, we're starting to see some recovery with Hurricane Sandy. Unfortunately, we are hearing some varying degrees and numbers of the death toll. I'm hearing 75 Americans dead, 80 some people in North America. You know, staggering, and we believe the numbers are going to be going up because of people left without power. Redcross.org is still asking for any donations, and we are doing in the Las Vegas area a relief drive, collecting blankets and clothes and baby food and pet food and canned food, etc., so we could ship over there or work with Goodwill or Red Cross accordingly as to what they need. So if you do live in the Las Vegas area, please definitely come by our office, and all the information is on my website at drdahlia.com, or come to our quote-unquote headquarters to drop off whatever you can. Lightly used clothing if possible. We want to make sure these people get to be able to use it for as long as they need. You know, we're going to start to see a huge surge in post-traumatic stress disorder. I mean, imagine going through the scare, you know, of a storm and the flooding and the not being able to be in your own home recuperating. You know, one of the biggest stressors we have is many people cannot go back to their house. Even if their house survived the storm, a flooded house still needs to be cleaned out, not to mention all their belongings that they lost. So you know, between the fires and the leveling of the houses and the flooding and the lack of power and the lack of supplies, extremely, extremely stressful on these people. Now, of course, many psychologists have been weighing in, like Simon Rigo, Director of Psychology Training at Montefiore Medical Center, Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York City. He said Sandy, like all natural disasters, is considered a criterion A1 stressor in the diagnosis of acute stress disorder in the first month after the event and post-traumatic stress disorder. He expects many people to display symptoms of acute stress disorder, even if they didn't directly experience the effects of Sandy, like irritability, insomnia, restlessness, disassociation, feeling numb, detached, being in a daze. This is what we used to call shock, you know, psychological shock, where they, and many of them will isolate. You know, remember we were talking about this yesterday, how, you know, after my house, sustained a fire, was unlivable. I mean, we were still able to walk in structurally, but it was unlivable. You know, my father was kind of holding a can of coffee, asking if he could use it. You know, I know some of you are like, I'd need my coffee if my house burned down, but it wasn't that he wanted coffee. It's, he was in a daze, trying to just, you know, looking at that big, bin of U-Ban or whatever, as maybe a sign of what things were, and you know, he was in shock. And I remember, you know, seeing a mask ask the fire, you know, chief, you know, can I drink this? And he's like, no, I wouldn't. And, you know, looking at my dad, like, that's kind of a stupid question. I mean, my dad was always, you know, very strong, and, you know, he wouldn't even let us eat something that fell on the ground. I mean, it just, you know, don't put that in your mouth. Yet after a fire, something all soot and full of water he wanted to use, well, again, he was in shock. And that daze, that walking around in a daze, that's a defense mechanism that sometimes your body does where it shuts down. Then we're also going to be looking at the, you know, flashbacks and intrusive images, etc. Some of these may be transient, some not. You know, but you know, many of us have incurred something traumatic, whether it's a car accident, whether it's a loss of a loved one, and many of us have actually sustained a post-traumatic stress disorder or an acute stress disorder. And some of us sailed through it, and some of us didn't. You know, we're watching the children, especially the young ones affected by the storm. You know, remember, many of our kids weren't really built to handle this. You know, we really have sheltered our kids. And, I mean, not our fault. That's just the way society is now. But many of these kids may not, handle it well. And some of the psychologists are saying, such as Sarah Rivera-Cano from Children's Hospital Miami said, you know, maybe these kids shouldn't be watching TV. They shouldn't see the images on TV. They shouldn't watch coverage of the storm. It all depends. You're the parents. You know, whatever you think your kids can handle, do. My kids, I'm making sure they watch that. You know, anytime they start complaining that somebody stole somebody else's Halloween candy or they have too much homework, I go, you're going to watch some news with me right now. And it shuts them up. You know, I mean, I want to toughen my kids up at this point because they aren't incurring what other kids are incurring. And I think my kids are getting a little spoiled. I mean, we're spoiled too. You know, I mean, even as adults, we have our iPads and we have our iPhones and we have our computer and our internet. I mean, imagine right now still sitting in a house with no power and it's getting cold. It's getting cold right now, you know, and you aren't in your warm bed. It's pretty, frightening. You know, in the first hour, we had a listener who had asked about, you know, he had lost his job. For some reason, he's crying uncontrollably, anxious, and he doesn't feel depressed. He just can't control what he's going through. And sometimes that is a sign of serotonin deficiency. We don't always like to go to the pills or the medications, but sometimes, you know, somebody handling a crisis, such as losing a job or a divorce, sometimes if their serotonin is up, they can handle it a lot stronger than those who don't. So, yes, medications could play an important role in this point in time. I'm not saying everybody going through Hurricane Sandy needs to be popping a pill, but you know, for some people that need to be able to regroup, dust off, and start reconstructing their lives, we don't want them sitting in a corner still in panic and still in shock. And so, yes, you are going to see psychiatrists, family docs, internists go into their medicine bag and work with the pharmaceuticals. And, you know, pharmaceuticals aren't always evil. But do I think the pharmaceuticals is what's going to get them out of this post-traumatic stress disorder or this mess? Absolutely not. What's going to do it is the cognitive therapy, the behavioral therapy, the being with friends, the social support, the family support. That's what needs. And don't forget Red Cross. They need funds. Donate to redcross.org. They could use the funds to buy supplies, whatever is needed in that particular case. And from what I understand, Red Cross is not so much asking for supplies to be sent as much as they need monetary donations. Yet we here in Las Vegas are collecting supplies for the relief effort to ship. All right, please don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Starting this Saturday, November 3rd, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit, or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Burial Water Filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber Suspension Multi-Tool and the Volcano Stove Collapsible Cooking Combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale starts this Saturday. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. How y'all doing? I'm eating my Greek yogurt as my meal. Problem is the spoon is a heavy spoon, so it keeps knocking it over on its side. I can't stand having my food spilled over. But luckily, Greek yogurt is really kind of jelly-like, kind of like a Jell-O mold would be. So hopefully, it doesn't drip all over my studio. 1-877 Doc Dolly, but the granola is getting stuck in my teeth. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Don't forget, it is daylight savings time switch this weekend. We have to change our clocks, put them back an hour so we get an extra hour of sleep. That's the whole purpose, right? Right? Just get that extra hour of sleep. And that's going to occur Sunday night, 2 a.m. Now, daylight savings time, as we all know, was originally suggested by Benjamin Franklin, but it really didn't kind of get adopted until World War I. Now, just to kind of, you know, look at some history, I love looking at the history of these things. All right, and I'm going to be going through, let me see, which website is this? It's talking about daylight savings time. I can't see who to give credit to. But I like how they kind of summarize this. Basically, at that time, there was an effort to conserve fuel and the need to produce electric power. Germany and Austria took, time by the forelock, they're saying, and began saving daylight at 11 p.m. on April 30th, 1916. They advanced the hands of the clock 1 hour until the following October. So even though we do ours, I think the rule is the first Sunday of November, right? it's the first Sunday of November, which is when daylight savings time ends, but it begins the second Sunday of March. Okay, but back then, during World War One, they started this April 30th, 1916, and then they decided to end it the following October. Other countries decided to join in, like Belgium, Denmark, France, Italy, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, Sweden, Turkey, and Tasmania. Nova Scotia, Manitoba adopted it well, but Britain took about 3 weeks later, starting to adopt it May 21. 1917, then Australia and Newfoundland began doing it. Now, the plan, though, wasn't adopted in the U.S. till 1918, enacted by law March 19th, 1918. Daylight savings time is observed for about 7 months, so that's how it was. It was observed for about 7 months. When the war ended, the law was unpopular. People had risen earlier, went to bed earlier. They didn't really like it that much. So it was repealed. The daylight savings time law was repealed in 1919. With a congressional override of President Wilson's veto. You thought politics are ugly now. Can you imagine the whole daylight savings time Congress Wilson veto fight? Anyway, daylight savings time then became a local option and was continued in a few states like Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, Philadelphia, and Chicago cities decided to take it on as well. Now, during World War II, I think FDR was probably like, okay, this is kind of ridiculous. Let's figure this out. And the AE instituted year-round daylight savings time. Now, this was called wartime from February 9th, 1942 to September 30th, 1945. Now, from 45 to 66, no law regarding daylight savings time. So again, states and cities chose whether to observe it or not, and chose whether it began or ended. A lot of confusion. Broadcasting industry, because now we had, you know, we were starting to go into television. Of course, radio was already being used. Railways, airline, bus companies, not too sure what to do, because if they're saying they're landing somewhere, who was using daylight savings time and who wasn't? January 4th, 1974, President Nixon signed into law the Emergency Daylight Saving Time Energy Conservation Act of 1973. So beginning January 6, 1974, clocks were set ahead. October 5th, 1974, Congress decided to amend the act, and standard time returned on October 27th, 1974. Then it resumed February 23rd, 75, ended October 26. So even though daylight savings time has been very inconsistent throughout all these decades, it still has been used. Giving that extra hour of light helped farmers, helped people with their work, etc. Many of us actually prefer when it ends. We get that extra hour of sleep. Oh, you know what? I need to correct myself. In the summer, when I live in Las Vegas, I live in Southern Nevada, the daylight lasts till 8:39. Now it's going to start getting dark about 4:30. Now that kind of actually hurts productivity for me. I mean, I need a 30-plus hour day. These 24-hour days aren't long enough. So a lot of people dislike the darkness earlier. Personally, for me, it's getting cold this time of year. I like starting to see the Christmas lights. That always gets excited. I love holiday time. So I'm fine with it. I'm okay with this old daylight savings time. I can't stand losing that hour. And like I said, none of us really ever know, you know, when to change our clocks. We always have to be reminded, but it's usually the second Sunday of March is when you put the clock ahead, and the first Sunday of November, which is why November 2nd, is it? Yeah, because today's the 1st. No, November 4th we're doing it. Whatever Sunday is, right? November 4th. Okay, yeah. All right, so that's when we do it. Okay. A lot of information on daylight savings time. You know, I don't like in March when I always have to talk about health risks related to losing that hour. People get into car accidents. People are stressed. They're not getting as much sleep. And it's like, come on, people, it's just an hour, really? Now, what really stunk about daylight savings time is when we gained the hour. Everybody's all excited that they're gaining the hour in the fall. And I was on call doing a 36-hour shift. I think I was on OB call. And that 36-plus hour shift then turned into 37-plus hour shift. So while everybody got an extra amount of sleep, you did not get relieved till 6 p.m. the next night. Nobody gave a heart and doot. If it was daylight savings time, I was not allowed to leave at 5 earlier. So that stunk. For any of you who have to be on call, my empathy and my sympathy, because that is a rough one. Now, no empathy or sympathy here. Former Penn State President Graham Spanier and two other former administrators were charged today with perjury, obstruction of justice, and endangering children in connection with their handling of who? The Jerry Sandusky sex abuse scandal. All right. Right now, Pennsylvania Attorney General Linda Kelly said there is about three powerful and influential men who use their positions at Penn State to cover up and conceal the activity of Sandusky. Now, former President Graham Spanier is charged with five criminal counts. Former athletic director Tim Curley and former vice president Gary Schultz already have been charged with perjury and failure to report child abuse, facing allegations of conspiracy, obstruction, and endangering children. Prosecutors said all three knew of complaints involving Sandusky showering with the boys back in 1998 and 2001. Sandusky is 68 years old, has been convicted of 45 criminal counts and sexual abuse of 10 boys. From what I understand, more stories are now surfacing. Not sure if they could even try him for the remaining stories. He is sentenced to 30 to 60 years in prison. He has maintained his innocence and is pursuing appeals. He was transferred yesterday to a prison in southwestern Pennsylvania that includes most of the state's death row inmates. Okay? I mean, if that's the safest place to put him. The Attorney General, safer for the other inmates. Attorney General accused the three university administrators of showing, quote-unquote, callous lack of concern for one of Sandusky's early victims by allegedly not pursuing the case. You just wonder how this could go. Now, Spanier, the former president, is a former president because he was fired in November after serving 16 years. Whether any of these are going to appeal, I haven't heard yet, but it's, this is just something, this was being reported by USA Today, that just absolutely blows my mind how something could go on this long. Nobody is that powerful. You know, this is something that I think we would have learned with this recession, too big to fail. Nothing is too big to fail. A movie star may not get a role. A bank may go bankrupt. And somebody who has power in a university will be thrown in jail. And so don't, years before, try to cover them up. The law will be on your side. There's even ways to anonymously, you know, there's ways to anonymously report people if you're that worried about your own job. But you cannot let somebody abuse kids, do the most grotesque things to other people, and think it's never going to get out. And keeping it quiet will be the right way to go. It blows my mind how people think that something like this would not have come out. I just can't believe it. And unfortunately, too many people were traumatized during this whole process. And they also brought down the university. Penn State forever is going to be having this on their record. And legacy's gone. All because some people just thought, okay, this is something that we could all keep quiet. It's a little habit for him. No, it's not a habit. It's a crime. And it's a grotesque crime. He should have been locked up years ago. Years ago. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code DocDolly, DocDali. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle, pay only shipping and handling, by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are booking for the Dr. Dahlia cruise for next summer. Cabins are booking fast, so please go to my website at drdahlia.com. Check out the Dr. Dahlia cruise. We would love to get you guys all set up. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so redheads have always been at risk for skin cancer because of their light skin. Well, a study has come out today thinking that it may not be because of the sun causing the melanoma, but actually a genetic induction of the melanoma. This is kind of interesting, okay? Now, we do know redheads are more prone to melanoma, but why? Is it because their skin is so light that they can't handle the sun? They think it's a mutation that they carry in the melanocortin-1 receptor gene, MC1R. This has been linked to previous research in pain sensitivity, Parkinson's, etc., and this is being reported by Boston.com. Now, researchers compared melanoma rates in redheaded mice. Yes, there are redheaded mice. with the MC1R gene mutation with those who are albinos. Now, remember, albinos have no skin pigment. And then those mice that had black fur, they found that without any exposure to sunlight or UV radiation, the red mice were far more likely to develop melanoma than the other mice without the sun. Now, Dr. David Fisher, chief of MGH Department of Dermatology, who conducted the research, says we've known for a long time that people with red hair and fair skin have the highest melanoma risk. These new findings do not increase the risk, but identify a new mechanism to help explain it. You see, when we talk about melanoma, we talk about, okay, sun exposure and sun exposure causing melanoma, and we all know that to be true, but some of you get melanoma on areas of the body where the sun don't shine. And is it because a cell that is getting exposed to the sun, turning into cancer, traveling down there, and that's where it's landing? Or do some people have a genetic tendency for just one of their melanocytes, which is the cell in the body that, you know, causes the pigment, it helps you tan, it helps you freckle, etc. It just decides to go haywire. And it's your genetic tendency for you to get that melanoma. So, when you do get melanoma in the buttocks or near the genitals or underneath the breasts, why is that happening? Is it genetic or is it a melanocyte that turned cancerous from sun traveling? And I don't really get the whole traveling thing. I don't think I like that theory. I think it makes sense that some cells just turn cancerous. And you have a genetic tendency for that to happen. Or there could be some sort of an environmental insult that happens to your body that causes you to, you know, be unable to fight it when the cell does get kooky. Now, oh, well, hold on. Hubby texting me. All right. See, does he even listen to the show? No, thank you. On air. Okay, sorry about that. Don't usually text while on air, but, you know, I don't want hubby to think I'm, you know, having an affair. Okay, so, with this idea, and none of us like that idea, none of us like to think that we are screwed, you know, meaning, you know, if something's going to happen bad to us, there's nothing we could do to prevent it. We like to think we could prevent melanoma. We like to think, okay, you cover up, you put the sunscreen on, but I can't tell you how many times people get melanomas on their tushy, which is why I always say get a mirror and look. Look where you can't see. If not, have your spouse look. If they don't know what they're looking for, you go to your doctor. I love skin cancer screens, having the dermatologist do that on you once a year. Of course, I live in the skin capital, cancer capital of the world. So, you know, this is something that I recommend to all my patients and to all my listeners. Go get a yearly skin cancer screen. Now, what are you looking for? I do recommend spouses still do mole patrol. I mean, if you're only going to the dermatologist once a year, what about the rest of the year? You know, cancer can still grow quickly, so you have to do mole patrol. Let's quickly review what you are patrolling for, whether it's on yourself or on your spouse, the ABCDEs with a mole. A means asymmetry. If something's cancerous, it's not going to be cute like a button. It's not going to have discreet look to it. One side is not going to look equal to the next side. A freckle does. A freckle, those are benign, but something not benign, a little chaotic like cancer cells are, not going to be completely symmetrical. So asymmetry. B is border. If the border is not well demarcated and cute and exact and localized, but it's starting to be frayed and it's not a very consistent border, that could be a sign of cancer. Or an atypical nevus, an atypical cell that has melanocytes growing a little funny. B is for border. C is color. You're not going to have uniform color. You could have a variety of colors in that mole. Again, why? Because there's chaos. All right, one melanocyte may, you know, hyperpigment, one may not. So if the color, you got a mole with multiple colors, that could be a sign. D, diameter. If the mole is greater than 1 centimeter, greater than a pencil eraser, may look a little funny. And then E, elevation. If a mole doesn't go out, it may grow up or it may grow down. So if you have a mole that's elevated. Now, many of you are probably panicking because you have a mole or you remember your grandfather having these big, huge plaques on his back. Those things are usually seborrheic keratoses. Seborrheic keratoses defy every rule there is with the ABCDEs. But if unsure, please check it out. Okay, a doctor will know if something's a seborrheic keratosis. They're big, they're plaquey, they're irregular, they're elevated, they're scaly. You could pick at them and they bleed. Unfortunately, that's exactly what a skin cancer could do. So we don't want you taking a look on, oh, that's a seborrheic keratosis, I get to pass on that. No, don't pass on it. Still in the skin cancer screen, get that looked out. Looked at. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, CNN Money reports, I'm not seeing it reported anywhere else, but CNN Money reports that consumer confidence is at a four-year high. Really? They think Americans on a closely watched index, okay, edged higher to a reading from 72.2 from a 68.4, according to the Conference Board, which is a business research firm. They say this marks the highest level in consumer confidence in February 2008. I don't know. I'm not shopping much. I'm kind of saving money. So CNN is trying to say that the economy is improving. People are happy. Unemployment is down, which, by the way, I'm still really confused with that unemployment number because that came a day after CNN reported that President Obama has to really get that number down below a certain number if he wants to get elected again. But who knows? Still, many of my patients are still unemployed. So, is consumer confidence high? Do you feel like you want to go out there and spend? I don't. I feel like I want to save. I mean, that's unfortunately what happens. We predicted this years ago. Once the recession started to lighten up, if it did, and some people claim it is lightening up, some of you are hired again, and thank God, all the power to you. I want the recession to improve. You know, I don't care who's president at the time. I don't want the country going down just so we can make a point that Obama didn't do a good job. I want the economy to get better. My patients, my listeners come first. But one thing we predicted years ago was if the economy did improve, we're all gun shy. I mean, we're not going to want to spend like we did. All right. I mean, you know, we are going to still buy things in bulk like we did, buy generic, still manage our money carefully because we don't want this to happen 10 years from now, 20 years from now. You know, being told years ago, always have 3 months of income in your savings for a bad time. What about 4 years of income? None of us have that. And so even a lot of the rich people aren't rich anymore. So pretty scary stuff. So do I have more confidence in the economy? I don't know. Like I said, all I see is what I see around me, and we still see many offices going out of sale. We still see many houses up for the market. We still see many foreclosures. You know, are banks holding off foreclosing? Are they? Are they holding off foreclosing? Trying to artificially? I don't like it when the banks try to artificially stimulate something because you see what happened to us. So, something to watch for. Now, we are going into Christmas season. And Christmas season is a little longer this year because Thanksgiving starts earlier. Thanksgiving is the 22nd. So having an earlier Thanksgiving start allows a few more Christmas shopping days. That may be the boost we do need. Not to solve the recession, but it could be a good boost. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you're able to absorb amino acids, and the less you're able to repair the 75 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easy to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm looking right now at a truck. I got an SUV that has gotten stuck on a 14-foot tall fence across the U.S.-Mexico border. Apparently, what they tried to do is build a ramp to drive up and over the fence, but the Jeep became high center. The driver wasn't able to move it, and they were not able to, they just basically got stuck. This is close to Yuma, Arizona. Law enforcement officials approached the vehicle, and the driver and the passenger took off running towards Mexico. Officials found the Jeep empty, but they suspect passengers had grabbed contraband, presumably drugs, as they fled the stuck vehicle. They say the back of the vehicle was open, so it appears that they took all that out before the agents arrived. Here's the thing. Okay. I mean, we obviously still don't have I mean, good job having a fence that really can't allow a car to drive over it. Good job. But, I mean, I still don't think we have, you know, strong enough borders. Now, mind you, I have many of you that you know, have emailed about the whole, you know, immigration thing and letting people come and the idea that many people are fleeing the bloodshed that's happening in Mexico. Okay, I get that. There's some scary stuff going on right now in Mexico. I get that. Okay, the drug cartels, etc. But, you know, in terms of being a refugee or in terms of coming to the state, America does have a means to allow people that are escaping to come here. What's been happening is people that have been coming here illegally, whether it is to escape the drug cartels or to find a better life or to bring their drugs in, whatever the case, they're ruining it for the people that want to do things right. This has been our argument all along. You know, one thing Governor Romney had said during one of the presidential primary debates, where he was criticized, but he was, you know, trying to explain his stand toward, you know, illegal immigration is, you know, people coming here illegally, allowing them to then take a cut in line of people doing it correctly is going to dissuade people from doing it right. Making them go to the back of the line and starting over is probably more productive. And I agree with that. You know, I mean, you know, how do you deport everybody and their grandma and their kids? I mean, we made a big mistake. We allowed illegal immigration to happen, whether we knew it or not. We turned our back. But we have people that really want to come into this country. They're fleeing. They need to be here. And they're trying to go about it right. And going about it right, apparently, doesn't seem to be as effective as just coming right in through California. You know, getting library cards and getting work permits and not getting deported. And so I think we have an absolute cluster on our hands because coming here illegally is the easier route and is going to be the preferable route because our government has a don't ask, don't tell policy now. All right? We aren't allowed to ask you your immigration status, so don't tell. Well, whatever happened to employers being fined if they hired illegals, you know, et cetera. I mean, now we're in California, from what I understand, there's going to be a law on the, or there's going to be a measure on the ballot to allow people to direct deposit, get an ID. Illegal immigrants could get a direct, to get an ID so they could direct deposit. So their employer can direct deposit into their bank without them having to go through the process of getting caught. Because they're trying to put their money from a job they're here illegally getting to put their money in the bank. I mean, then why are we even calling them illegal immigrants? Just call them immigrants. Doesn't make sense calling them illegal if we aren't going to have our officials enforce it. But, you know, here this example of a smuggler trying to drive over. I mean, we do need to, you know, get our acts together and secure our borders. We can't help other countries if we're loose in terms of helping people that aren't here legally. I mean, we only have X number of resources. I want to help everybody. I want to be a country that's so rich where anybody that comes here, we could give them a job and give them a home. I would love that. I would love for us to be a country like that. But we can't even home, clothe, employ our own citizens. Got to get our acts together. All right. I'm a workaholic. For those of you that know me and for those joining me, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm a workaholic and they've come up with something that's kind of cool. There's a pair of ski goggles that will allow us workaholics to check our emails while we are skiing. I love it because my cell phone usually doesn't work when I go skiing. Apparently, the Oakley Airwave has a fighter pilot-style screen on the inside of the lens displaying a skier's speed, location, attitude, and distance traveled as they zoom down the slopes. The goggles, they say, can connect to an iPhone or Android phone or tablet, transmitting incoming calls to an earpiece. Now, mind you, when you're skiing, we really want you paying attention, okay? Texting and driving is unsafe. Emailing on the slope's not good, too. I mean, the one thing you can't do when you ski is usually talk. You're so busy skiing. Now they're allowing you. Now, I can understand, you know, sitting on the ski lifts, that's nice. Because some of those ski lifts, it is a boring, long ride. So that's fine. But now I guess text messages, emails can beam straight onto the screen in front of the skier's eyes. Users can also play music stored on their phone. Isn't the purpose of them getting exercise? But anyway, flickering through playlists with a wireless controller worn on the wrist. This comes from Daily Mail. An accompanying app allows skiers or snowboarders to choose from 600 resort maps, including a buddy setting to track friends or relatives on the slope. I like that. I love how GPS has, I think, improved a lot of safety measures in terms of allowing us to locate our kids, locate our co-camper, co-hiker, etc. So I think that stuff is pretty cool. So you could be up at 20, I don't know where you're skiing. I mean, where you're skiing, how many hundreds of feet up, but, being able to, you know, at least have some access to the outside world, I think is wonderful. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A new colonic irrigation tablet is, coming out on the market in Europe, may come over here to the States, where rather than you going for a colonic, you can actually take these pills, and they are supposed to thoroughly deep cleanse your colon. We talked about how really that's not something gastroenterologists recommend in the States. You know, we aren't huge fans of colonic cleansing. Every now and then an enema is fine if you're really stocked up, but that's every now and then. That colonic lining that you have protects against cancer. So when you have food that sits there in the bowel and the nitrates and the nitrites that could cause changes to the lining, it's logical that you're going to want to clear yourself out. But also the flushing mechanism from some of these colonics could be too harsh. And we don't want you losing any lining. I don't know how excited I am about these pills. I remember when I had a colonoscopy, the pills they gave me later were taken off the market for kidney issues. I was fine, never fed to my kidneys, but the pills that we used, we couldn't use, taken off the market. So this TransDox Colonic Purifying Nutraceutical made by Transformulas are probably going to get, you know, some sort of a jump in their sales. I just don't know how safe or healthy it is. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Study presented this week at the Canadian Cardiovascular Congress says it is easier to sweat while you are wet. Okay? Study looked at data from 33 young healthy individuals who performed a workout on a dry stationary bike and a water stationary bike called a hydro rider or aqua bike, which is basically anchored to the bottom of the pool, so cyclists are submerged up into their shoulders. Resistance can be added, changing the pedal size, although you think the resistance is obviously a lot more in the water than in air. And they found the participants' oxygen consumption and heart rates were lower while riding in the water. So, cardiovascular system was then working more efficiently. Now, I love water sports. I think water exercises are great for the joints. I also think you get a phenomenal workout. And you do lose body heat more in the water than in air. And when you lose body heat and you sweat, you burn off more ATP. So they do got something here. They do. All right, guys, we got another great show ahead for you tomorrow. Please tune back in if you can. If this is, this is all of our stops. So everybody have a great rest of the Thursday afternoon, and I will speak to you tomorrow.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.